Like, I don't want anybody who's in their mid-20s to think that because you have kids, you have to stop anything that you're doing.
I love that you're saying this.
You
right
can
now.
Go forth, allow God to lead you, and everything will be okay. Live your life according to his will, and I promise you, as long as you do what God wants you to do, everything will work out. Everything will work out. I'm not saying you're not going to have hardships.
Right.
I'm not saying it's not going to be bad times. I'm not saying you might not be in the wilderness for a season while you're trying to reach your goals. But it's worth it, and it can happen.
Just focus on the good. Yeah. Just focus on the good. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. Just focus on the good. Yeah. Just focus on the good. Focus on the good. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. Just focus on the good. Yeah. Just focus on the good. Oh, I'm good,
I am Portia Starr.
And I'm your girl, Gwen Nation.
And this is the Just Focus on the Good podcast. Where we talk about all things relevant, all things good, and all things God. What's going on, honey?
Girl, why are we here? What are we doing?
First episode. What's up, y'all? I'm excited.
I'm so excited to be here with you, girl.
I'm excited to be here with you. You look good.
Girl, you look good, girl. Hey, girl, hey. So, okay. So, we are here. Just Focus on the Good podcast. Yeah. Now, this was initially your brain... It's your brainchild.
Yeah.
I mean, it's us together.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's walk the journey because this is our journey.
Yeah.
But let's take them on our journey, right?
Okay.
So what made you come up with Just Focus on the Good?
All right. I'm going to tell y'all it's funny. It's funny. Shy Kim, she's my interior decorator.
Okay.
And probably maybe 3-4 years back, she was decorating my bedroom.
Okay.
And I was in a time where I was just going through a lot and I needed a lot of motivational things around me.
Okay.
So in her decorating, she got a whole bunch of different signs and posters and pictures that was very, very positive affirmation from because I needed that around me.
Got it. Okay.
And this was one of the things that was in my room.
Right here.
This focus on the good.
Okay.
Thing. And fast forward 3 years later, I'm in a new home and I'm just in my hair room in the basement. And I always knew I wanted to do a podcast because I talk a lot. Okay. Not
I talk a lot.
Yeah, not talking like just talking because I want to hear myself here. Okay. I just have a lot to say. I'm a Pisces, so Pisces, we talk.
Indeed.
So I always wanted to do a podcast, but I never, I started to be like, all right, what do I have to do to get there?
Okay.
And I got down to the name, and I did not want to have it like the traditional podcast. No shade to anybody, but I wanted to be very positive.
Okay, I love that.
And I was just sitting there in the basement, and I saw that sign, and I was like, boom, there
just,
it is.
Just
focus on the good.
Just focus on the good.
And that was it. Simple, nothing all extravagant and deep. Okay. That's literally just what it was.
Got it. Okay.
Literally.
I love that. And so I remember the day that we talked about it.
Yes.
And for me, it was a go. Instantly.
Listen.
With no hesitation, right?
Listen.
And, you know, I have the Believe campaign. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, I always talk about love and life and relationships.
Wait. Mm. So, I know you, they don't know you.
Fair enough. Okay.
So,
that's fair.
What is the Believe campaign, girl?
So, okay, the Believe campaign is literally just for... to give hope and belief in yourself.
Okay.
No matter what it is, whether it's health-wise, relationship-wise, love-wise. I've lived a lot of life. You know what I mean? And there have been times where I've had to believe in myself over and over again. Yeah. And I am not how can I say this? I love to encourage others.
Okay.
I'll say it like that.
Okay.
You know, so it makes me know, never mind, to say, girl, believe in yourself.
In good old Pisces fashion.
In good old, what you say? In good old Pisces fashion.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's okay. Let's have that conversation.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Yeah.
If it's taking the shirt off my back, whatever it is, my last $5, whatever it is, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Let's just get to that place. So, yeah. So that's where the Believe campaign was birthed. And then there's so many other things I want to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you made mention about hair. You said that you were sitting in your hair room.
Oh, yeah.
So this is our introduction to you all.
Right.
Hello, hello, and hello.
Yeah, I guess we can introduce ourselves to you all.
Like, we might as well, right? We might as well.
So, yeah. I'm a hairstylist.
I love it.
The cat's out the bag.
The cat's out the bag.
I'm a hairstylist. And yeah, I do hair. That's since I was 15.
Since you were 15. Wow.
I've been for entrepreneurship since then. And I'm in my mid 20s now. So. So.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
gracious.
I've been doing it for a minute.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. I've
been doing it for a minute.
I love it. So this, you know, with us coming together. We've been friends for such a long time, right?
Man, what?
And it's cosmic for us to be here
right
now, sitting. Yeah. Our children are friends, you know. It makes sense.
Let me say this. So even when having a conversation with you about this podcast, it's like, in my head, it was almost like inevitable. Like,
okay.
Because we are friends in real life. We, you know, have chemistry. We're the same sign.
Sure, yeah.
And we just.
Your birthday is March 1st. My birthday is March 8th. Okay. Yeah.
And all the extraness that goes along with us.
Yeah.
So it was, and I love the way that we're able to communicate when we're communicating or not communicating.
Okay, yes.
Like, I can be in a room and read your face and be like, yeah, got you. Okay.
Right.
Yep. Say less.
How many times has that happened?
And you don't have to say a word. So I was like, yeah. And we love each other in real life. So
absolutely.
It was just really, really a time thing.
Sure.
Everything happens in God's timing.
Everything happens.
And I'm
in
really,
God's
really
time.
Excited that God appointed this time for us.
Yeah.
Here now, you know. I've attempted to do this podcast alone.
Okay.
I attempted to do this podcast, you know, with someone else, and God was like, no.
Got it.
So I really,
as he will do.
I really feel like this is for us. He has this for us.
Agreed.
And all the yeses in the world.
I love it.
So I'm excited.
I love it. So, okay. So just focus on the good. The name spells it out, obviously.
Yeah.
But what are some of the things that you want us to do? Like, what is some of the vision that you have? Because I have my own vision.
Okay.
But what are some of the vision that you want to bring to the
So, yeah, like I said before, for me, I'm all about as well motivating, positivity. I don't like gossip. I don't like celebrity gossip. I don't like friend gossip. I don't like I don't like the having to research a person and talk about their lives. Like,
okay.
I want to talk to real people
in
real time about real situations, all things relevant, all things good, all things God. And just bring a positive aspect to podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a positive aspect to getting to know the amazing things that people bring outside of drama. I can't do drama. I can't even watch drama TV.
Okay.
It's
fair enough.
It's so degrading for me. But so yeah, I just want to be positive, and I want people to absolutely see God, hear God, know God.
I love that. All of our guests are very, they're all entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They all have a start, a middle, and a forward way of where they're going.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love all of their stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I am so excited that we get to share them on our platform to the world in a different way. You know, we've got Grammy Award or Grammy nominated people here. Jeez.
We got
super entrepreneurs.
Salon owners.
Yep.
So what are some of the visions and things that you have for Just Focus on the Good?
Well, you know, I'm all about women's empowerment.
Okay.
You know that. And so for us to be sitting here and have this platform where it's not just all about us, it's about us, yes.
Yeah.
But our children get to see us be entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm big about legacy in this season. And so just being able to move the ledger. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Move the ledger of life that much more.
Yeah.
And it's not just about us, because then we get to help have people on our platform where we get to move their ledger and be a part of their story. You know, and they be in turn a part of ours.
Generational wealth.
Generational wealth. Okay.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay. Okay. Y'all will get that later. Okay. But yes. And so that is one of the things that I really, really love. And to your point, which you said earlier, just bringing life and love to the platform. That's really where I am with it. Yes, girl, it's here. We're doing it.
I know.
We're doing this.
I'm nervous, girl.
Why are you nervous?
First episode. I'm trying.
I'm trying. Work with me. I'm trying.
I'm nervous. But no, to your point of even just talking about having a ledger for our children, I have a lot of children.
Okay. How many children do you have, ma'am? A lot of children.
Listen, to our goody mob.
Since y'all getting to know us.
Listen, to our goody mob. My kids are the dopest kids in the United States of America.
Come on.
Okay.
You better say that thing, okay?
Okay. My kids, the Crowder kids.
Yes, come
are
on.
Amazing. I have 5 children. Yeah. And I got to shout their names. We have Alana.
Come on.
We have Andrea, we have Antoine, Autumn, and Aaliyah.
Love it.
And that's my tribe. And that's my gang.
Gang.
And that's it. That's all. But they are all individually amazing in their own way. They're all creatives. they get it honest from both sides, me and her dad.
Yeah.
And they are so amazing. And just to be doing this and then be able to watch this and see all the many things that, you know, we do. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, I can do that. Like my youngest, she is a talker.
Okay.
And she will ask a homeless person anything. Like, okay, she will interview.
Okay.
And then be like, all right, mom, we got to take our clothes off and give it to him because he ain't got no clothes.
Yep.
Like, my baby is. So this is something for her to see and be like, oh, I can do this.
I love that.
I mean? And just, you know, other things. My 15-year-old, she is a hairstylist as well.
Okay.
And my 16-year-old, she's an actress. Okay, my son's basketball player, my autumn. She's an artist, you know what I mean? So my kids are very talented, and I love them so much.
As you should. The glow up is real when you start talking about these crowd of tribe.
I love my babies.
You know, so you know, you talked about your tribe. I got to talk about my 2.
And Jill.
Okay, my 1 and my 2. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. So I have had the blessing of having a boy and a girl, and they have been my rock. You know, my daughter, Madison Christina.
Okay.
Okay, who just turned 17.
Ooh, girl.
Oh, and looked absolutely beautiful.
And
oh,
those,
my
I
goodness.
Saw those pictures, girl. Oh. I like to hit the flow. I said,
girl,
this is not Madison.
I just could not believe. I mean, I could believe, but I couldn't believe.
She's so grown.
This girl, and she's so smart.
And so pretty.
She's so pretty. I love her so much. And then I have my Aiden Babes.
Yeah.
Or he's probably going to hate that I just said that on camera because that is my nickname for him.
Aiden?
But he is my Aiden Babes.
I support.
My Aiden. You know, and he'll be 16 in November, and I'm not ready. I'm not ready. But that's my artist. You know, he's been drawing since he could put hand to pen. You know, he has a YouTube series and he's constantly creating. And I mean, literally I come home and it's him saying, mom, look at this reel. Look at, you know, this.
Yeah.
You know, he keeps up with how many people are going to his Instagram, and you know, he has a
business
page.
As he should. Okay.
You know, and all of that. And Maddie, That's my intellectual. Okay. You know, she's always been on the honor roll since forever. Mm-hmm. You know, she's student council. Yes. She's just all of that. You know, and it's unique seeing them be them. They're you.
Yeah.
But they're them. They're their own. They're little humans, you know? And I just love them. I adore them.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Maddie and Aiden. I love you.
Yeah. Shout out to the Crowder kids. We have amazing kids. And wait a minute. Aiden and Alana and Drew went to the same school.
Absolutely.
It was the same school. Mm-hmm. To, both schools.
Yep. Dyes. And then
You prep.
Oh,
yeah.
So shout out to those schools and the teachers. Yeah. You guys did an amazing job.
Amazing. Because our kids are wrong.
Okay, yes. So yeah, but and you know what? And that shows, that's why this is important.
Yeah.
For other women to see, okay, look, yes, you can have your whole, your family, you know, and but you can still be an independent woman.
Ooh.
Who have dreams and aspirations.
Talk about it.
And it can happen. Look, now, it may not happen when you want it. You're striking a nerve. But as God says, it's going to happen on time.
You're striking a nerve.
In His time, girl.
Listen, I am, and everybody who knows me, I'm very adamant on being able to live your dreams, mm-hmm. Pursue your goals, and be a mom. And pursue your kids' dreams and goals at the same time. Sure. A lot of parents, this is no shade to nobody.
Right, right.
A lot of parents, you know, have the mindset of, I have to stop my life because I have kids
right,
now.
Right.
And I have to wait until they're old and grown. Right. It's like, no. Like, I am the prime example that mm-hmm. you can be everything that you want to be. Mm-hmm. You don't have to stop your life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to take a lot of long nights, no
indeed.
Sleeping.
Indeed.
Because you're trying
We're not saying it's the easiest thing.
Yeah. Now. Because you're trying to build your dream and your kids at the same time.
Sure.
It's worth it. It's fun.
Yes.
It's crying. It's praying. Yes. It's a whole lot of things, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want anybody who's in their mid-20s mm-hmm. to think that because you have kids, you have mm-hmm. to stop anything that you're doing.
I love that you're saying this
You
right
can
now.
Go forth. Allow God to lead you,
yes.
and everything will be okay. Live your life according to His will, and I promise you,
yes.
as long as you do what God wants you to do, everything will work out. Everything
Absolutely.
Will work out. I'm not saying you're not going to have hardships.
Right.
I'm not saying it's not going to be bad times. I'm not saying you might not be in the wilderness for a season while you're trying to reach your goals. But it's worth it, and it can happen. Seriously. For real,
yeah.
for real.
Yeah.
Like,
I love that. And it's so true. And it's carnal that we encourage each other.
For real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that goes back to the Believe campaign. Like, that's all I want it to be. That's all I ever wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know, God gives us vision for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just to sit on it,
yep.
but it's to work towards it.
And a lot of times, and this is funny to me because I tell Shaq Kemp this all the time. I be mm-hmm. like, every time I go through something and then come out of the storm,
yeah.
I be like, my life is not my own. You know?
My life is not my own.
No, people
to
be
you,
singing that.
Listen.
People sing that. And I was Ooh. Singing it and didn't really know. I didn't really
sure.
know.
Absolutely.
Until
Absolutely.
I really went through something that came. I was like, I went through all of that for 5 years mm-hmm. and 3 years just so somebody could come to me with the same issue. And it's like, now how did God bring you out?
Absolutely.
And I'm talking to them and working them through. And it's just like, that wasn't for me. I went through it, but it wasn't for me.
Absolutely.
Almost 99.9% of the things in my life literally is just like, this is not for you.
Yeah.
Nothing you're, this is not even for me.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy doing this, but this is for somebody else.
Absolutely.
Now this is for me.
Yeah. And then it becomes a part of our testimony.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what makes it real. That's what makes it unique. That's what makes it special. That's what makes it God.
Yeah.
Hey, for real.
So, I know, it's a few people who, know us personally and people who don't know us.
Okay.
But some people want to know, how do we become friends? Like, like, how
Let
did
me
that...
tell the story, honey.
And listening.
So, okay. Let me talk to the goody mob, okay?
Okay.
This girl is simply amazing, okay? And so I'm going to take a pause right here. But when we come back.
Okay.
I have my side, because I want you to tell your side
I'll
of the story.
I'll tell my side.
Okay. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you my side of the story
yes.
on how this attachment came to be
yes.
and how I'm never letting it go.
Yes.
All right? Stay tuned, y'all. Just
Stay
focus
tuned.
On the good.
Podcast.
Just focus on the good. Oh, I'm good, yeah.
All right, y'all. We are back with Just Focus on the Good podcast. Now, where we left off. We were talking about the connection on how we met.
Yes.
Right? How did this come to be? And I said, I volunteered my side first. So our exes were like best friends at one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget it. My ex comes home and says to me, oh man, G, you got to meet this girl. She reminds me so much of you. She's so vibrant. She's so bubbly. She's so nice. She's so, you know, when we walked in the room, she was just, hi everybody. And da 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 da. And I was looking like, you know, I have three sisters that I'm extremely close with.
Mm-hmm.
They are my best friends. Mm-hmm. So I never have ever had a need for any other friends.
Yeah.
If they come, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I have never sought out any other friends. It's just all been organic.
Your sisters, yeah.
Because those are my dogs, you know, those are my girls. And so their friends become my friends. Mm-hmm. And I already had a plethora of friends.
Yeah.
I didn't foresee myself needing other friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them, I said, okay, cool. You know, if I meet her, that's cool. That's cool. And that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then, I don't think I went out that in particular night that you all went out that night. Anyway, so another time comes and he's like, gee, Portia was there. And that's when I knew your name.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already knew your ex,
mm-hmm.
and he was bro to me, right?
Yeah.
And I was familiar with you, but we hadn't hung out.
Met, yeah.
So this in particular time, I am there and you are there. And just like he said, I'm in there and I'm just chilling, you know, I'm chilling in the cut, I'm, you know, whatever, you know, and you came up to me, hi, I'm Portia, how are you? You said, we're going to be good friends. You're going to be my best friend. And I was like, who is this girl? Like, for real? But you were so freaking adorable. Like, it was insane. But it was still like, I was very reserved because I just didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, our exes at that time, they were really, they were in there doing a rap thing and they were really popular at that time. Mm. And so I didn't know what angle anybody was coming, you know, from. And I had my own thing going on. Gwen Nation was popping at the same time.
Yeah.
So it was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then the third time it was a house party we were at. And we were there and I was sitting down and you sat next to me and we had the best conversation and I fell in love with your personality. I was like, okay. And I went home. I was like, okay, you right.
Guess she all right.
She dope. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And from that, it was just unique. It's always been unique,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just very genuine, very, very genuine. And my family fell in love with you and everybody around you. And that's one thing I do want to say about you. You have a very organic personality.
Oh.
You are so genuine and with anybody that you come in contact with. And I mean that from the heart.
Oh.
You really, really do. And I love that. That's this beauty that you naturally have.
Oh, that makes me cry now.
No, but I'm so serious. Like, you genuinely want you really want good for everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've seen you literally... We've been in grocery stores. We've been in beauty supply stores. We've been just out shopping. And you've just randomly had, God has given you a word for somebody. And you have absolutely prayed for them right then and there. And after like the third time, I was like, oh, this is so deep. God means so much to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That one-on-one connection. And then, you know, to go deeper, just to have that one-on-one connection with humans.
Yeah.
And I love that about you, sis. Never change. Never change, boo boo. Never change.
I appreciate that.
Yes, girl. Girl, what's your side job?
So I'm just going towards the end part.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's the story, and that's the story.
Okay.
What she said is what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna come back to that. And I think I have a
it was great though.
I think I have a good eye when it comes to friends and who should be in my life. So I had the same approach with Ellie.
Okay.
I met her through ADOT as well.
Okay.
And I walked up to her and told her the same thing. you're going to be my friend forever.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's happening.
She's like, whoa. Yeah. I don't know this girl. She's crazy. I'm not going to tell her side of the story. But my side of the story. She's like, this girl's absolutely, I don't know her from a can of paint.
Yeah.
But about 15 years later, here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. Yep.
Here we are. Here we are.
Absolutely.
But I gravitated to you so much after, you know, we got to know each other. Because you are a lot like me. Like, you are a sun ray of positive energy. Like,
I try to be,
It's like, you walk in like, hey, what's up, girl? What's up, girl? And it's just like, this is me. This is how this is supposed to be, okay?
Sure.
Like, so I gravitated to you so much because, like, you match my energy in a good way.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't even think you noticed it back then that was one of the reasons.
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, yeah, this is me. Like, you, and then, you know, you were doing your thing, but I have a tendency to see people beyond themselves.
Okay.
So I saw you like way deeper, you know, than what you were. And then, yeah. And then even to your point of me just randomly praying for people, funny story. So I was hanging out with Mika somewhere, right?
Okay.
And I got a word from God.
Yep.
And it was somewhere that people was like, why are you praying?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I was like, I got something to say. You know, God just told me, I just don't know if I could pray for you. Yeah. I pulled this lady like towards the bathroom area.
Yeah.
And I started praying for her. And Mika was like,
what is happening right now?
Like, you can't just do that. Like, and I was like, just
yes,
like,
I can.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I don't care where we are. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. But, yeah, God just be coming through like that. That's my boy. You know, whenever he say something, I just be like, look.
It's a whole relationship. For
this,
real.
This is what he said. If I don't relay the message, he ain't about to come after me.
Okay.
Understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't about to come after me and say, disobedient child.
Listen, no, that's not going to happen.
I'm not trying to get a whooping for my daddy.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's funny that you said that because I have a tendency to do that, you know?
You know, it's important. It's important that women are able to be nice.
Yeah.
Right? That's like a big thing for me.
Because girls are cruel.
Can be.
Women
can
are
be.
Cruel.
Mm-hmm.
Older people are cruel. Because I'm only 27, so.
Oh, girl. Oh, girl. Okay, I'm going to let you have that. I'm going to let you have your 2-7, okay? But it is. It's so important to just simply be nice and be able to say, hey, girl, you look cute, and it takes nothing away from me.
Yeah.
You know, to do that, or, you know, to be able to just simply have a conversation. You know, this generation, one thing that they struggle with.
Competition.
Is not even competition, conversation.
Oh.
Being able to be in a room with other individuals. Mm-hmm. Without being on a laptop, without being on a computer, without being on a phone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And just simply have a conversation.
Yeah.
You would be amazed at how many times I've walked in a room and seen young people not converse.
Yeah.
Not because they didn't want to. They actually did want to, but they just didn't know how.
They go with the flow. They go with the generation. Man. They talk through memes.
Sure.
You know, so it's... Sure. The time is very fast and a little difficult for some people to be like, hey, let's just sit here and have good girl conversation.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So I hope if you guys are watching this, it's okay to talk. It's okay to communicate.
Yeah.
Have a conversation.
Have a conversation.
It's all right. It's okay.
It's a good way to get to
that's
to
how
get
good
to
friendships
people.
Lasting 15 plus years happen.
Yeah.
For real.
Through the good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
Because everything was not always peachy cute in that time.
No.
But we've learned the art of studying each other. We learned the art of...
Respecting each
other. Yeah. And when you can study your friends so that you can be able to effectively know how to deal with them, regardless of the situation. And I just always want people to know, you have to give people grace.
Yes.
Because you never know the situation. You have to give people grace. Mm-hmm. You have to be patient
And learn your friends' boundaries. Yeah. Learn that, you know, sometimes they just may, they're, like you said, give them grace. Yeah. They're dealing with some things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people have quiet time, you know what I mean? And it's okay. And it has nothing to do with me not wanting to speak to you, but I you know, a person just may need their time.
Yeah, because I know how to give my friends a day or two.
Yes, you do.
And maybe a couple weeks, according to the extent of a situation.
Sure.
And some of y'all, I'll be like, you got 24 hours. Yeah. And I'm pulling up.
Okay, absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
I know you're not okay, but I need to see, you know. I need to give you all this love.
You know, you and Shaquem pulled right up on me when I was sick, and not too long ago.
Yeah, for sure. Yes,
absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah, just authentic friendships are very vital for us important and just it can be easy and it can be hard if you allow it.
Sure, absolutely.
Because when you are adulting is different.
Indeed.
Adulting and having friends is different. Indeed. I saw a TikTok where it's like, hey, you got to make an appointment with your adult friends. Are you available at 4 o'clock to have a 4-minute conversation before you do all your other mommy duties or whatever. So having friends as adults is different.
Yeah.
But I'm a firm believer, make time for what you want to make time for as
Indeed.
Well.
Indeed.
And a firm believer in reciprocity. So, hey, you can't text, call. If you can't call, you know, just send a smoke signal.
Yeah, do something.
You know something.
I've done it with you. I do it with you often. But, you know, when I'm, you know, need my moments to vent, I will always ask, you know, do you have the mental capacity
to take this?
It's so important because, you know, as I'm going through stuff in my adulting and I'm a single mom and, you know, doing, you know, running businesses and things like that. And, you know, my venting, it might be too much for you. Yeah. And that's the part of respecting a friendship.
Yeah.
You know, so when I'm having my moment, instead of just unleashing and unloading, because I know how we care for each other.
Yeah.
So if, when I unleash and unload, it's, you're going to be affected by
it. Oh, let me tell you something.
You're going to. So yeah.
God had to check me on that. I was in a season in my life. I had just went through a divorce.
Okay.
And I was like everywhere.
Yeah.
And I called my friends for everything every time it happened, the second it happened, because I needed that in that moment. And my friends would drop whatever they're doing on the spot for me because they know where I was at. Mm-hmm. But God had to check me, and he's like, you can't just dump everything on everybody. Y'all could have been having a great day. Mm-hmm. I would have never known because y'all would not tell me, would not show me. Y'all would still be like, all right, boom. Mm-hmm. Even if I was at the bounce house with the kids, it's like, okay, this is going on first. All right, come on, y'all. Let's pack. Y'all would come for me. Yeah. And I was unconsciously, I did not know that was a lot on y'all, you know?
Sure.
And when God showed that to me, I kind of bagged up. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to take advantage of the fact that I knew y'all had my back, regardless of what's going on with y'all. But I didn't know initially, like literally God had to show me.
It's all a learning process. Yeah. It's all
so
a
I was just like, so, you know, I had to back up for a minute. I was like, girl, deal with this. And then when you talk to them, y'all have something to talk about.
Yes.
You ain't got to tell. I called every second it happened. Girl, let me tell you what just happened. Let me tell you, you know, and that was not healthy for my friends, but my friends would not ever tell me that.
Sure.
So that's why God had to show me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But now on the receiving end, I am that same person to my friends, but now y'all know it. But I would never be like, oh, no, I can't deal with this. Y'all ain't never heard me say that.
Right.
Like, oh, no, I can't. I don't have time for it right now. Yes, I do. Uh-huh. What's
up? You know, and
I could have been got done crying.
Yeah, no, for real. And I'm the same way, right? Like when people, because I do that, people do that and now to me too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will probably never say
that
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
But I am grateful for the preparation.
Yeah.
Because now I can shift my gears. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To, okay, let me breathe for a little bit so that I can be there for my sister.
Yeah.
Or even my male friends.
Yeah.
I can breathe for a little bit so that I can be there for my brother,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's important too, you know, because even just switching gears on that, having male friends and female friends.
Yeah, I don't have many of those, but
you know, I do have a nice amount of male friends.
I got one.
I know a lot of guys,
mm-hmm.
but to say friends, mm-hmm. I have probably about three very core, in my core group. Okay. And even though they're men, I still do that with them when I need to vent. Hey, do you have the mental capacity to handle what I'm about to say? You know what I mean? And then we can go forth. So let's just be courteous as friends. Yeah. You know, I think that's just important.
Because sometimes, you know, the weight can be heavy. Sometimes it's just like, it's just, you know, cool. But then sometimes it could just be like, girl, this is a lot. Sit down.
Yes.
Sit down.
Are you sitting down?
Okay, because yeah, it can be a lot. So
yes. Very good. Very good. Friendship, different levels to it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate a whole lot of different levels to it. That we've gone through a lot of levels in our friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot. We went through a lot at the same time.
That's a big thing.
A lot at the same time. Now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought about that.
I haven't.
I have. I have always thought about that. Like, we have gone through a lot of the same things.
At the same time.
Major events. Like, major things in our life at the same exact time.
I did not even think about that.
Yeah.
So it makes sense why when the downs were downs, it wasn't that we didn't want to be there for each other. It was, we was dealing with the same stuff.
I was down too. Yeah, sure.
So we had moments where we was like, all right, you know what I mean? But then.
Breathers.
That's crazy.
Yes. But that brings us to where we are today.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a part of our story and we can share that. And I want to encourage anybody that's watching this today, you know, if you have a friend that you haven't spoken to, or that you haven't connected with that you want to, pick up that phone, pick up that, you know, do a text, reach out to them, because we all need each other.
Yeah.
That's the God that's in us. We are all connected in some type of way. And so connect with your friend, your sister, your mother that you haven't spoken with, your brother, your cousin, whomever it is.
Yeah.
Connect with your people. It's so important.
Forgiveness is key.
Oh,
forgiveness.
My goodness gracious.
Forgiveness is key. Grace.
Yep.
You got to give people grace.
Yes.
Forgiveness is key. You don't want to hold on to anything. You don't want to have unintentional heaviness because you're carrying the burden of unforgiveness. That's not a good place to be.
Yeah.
I've dealt with that a few times, and it's not a good burden to carry.
It's not.
So yeah,
it's such a sourness in you.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, we're enjoying you guys.
We are.
Yeah.
So let's get to the good question.
Here we go, girl. Okay, here we go. Okay.
The good question.
Okay.
So
what you got?
Tell us something. That nobody knows, mm-hmm. that you want everybody to know.
Tell you something that no one knows that I want everyone to know. That I am a divorced woman, but I want to be married again.
Oh, do you?
And I actually want to have another child.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Flag on the play. Yeah. What?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, y'all. This is my best friend in real life, and I didn't know this. This is an exclusive.
Yes.
What? Yeah.
I want to be married again, and I want to have another child. Now, the time is ticking on the child. Okay?
Yeah, because you're like 30, right?
Yeah, 29. You feel me? March 8th is coming up, so 30.
Okay.
You know, around the corner.
Okay.
But I'm not prone to adoption.
Oh.
Yep. I'm not. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, now bring me to this. Like, what, you know, the kid thing is a thing. I need to know all parts.
I think it is. My children are getting older.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I just.
You want to start over, girl?
Isn't that weird?
Get a puppy.
Isn't that weird? Get a puppy. Okay, yeah.
Okay. This, y'all got to know this is not scripted, okay? Because get a dog, dress it up.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
So now you tell us, let me think of a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. If you could go back to your beginning journey of Portia Starr.
Okay.
What would you tell someone about your journey? How would you want them to depict your journey as they're watching you become Portia Starr all the way up until today?
Keep going. You are going to hit milestones.
Yep.
You may go through the wilderness, scream, fight, kick, don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Don't give up. Yeah. Don't give up. Yeah. It will be light at the end of the tunnel if you keep going.
I love that.
You can only fail if you stop. Don't give up.
I love that. I love that. I love that.
That was deep.
As they were.
And this is good.
Because could you imagine that, like, you know, someone watching your whole journey, mm-hmm. you know, and they're learning from it.
Yeah.
Because people do watch our
journey.
They do. You know?
So this was good. Kicking it.
I love it.
Kicking it. And we want to leave you guys with our scripture. Yes. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes.
I am Portia Starr.
And I am your girl, Gwenation.
And this is the Just Focus
on the good podcast. Love y'all.
Love you.
Just focus on the good.
Oh, I'm good, yeah.